Mike Greenberg loves Mike Tomlin, so he's going to find stats. And he loves Aaron Rodgers. He was tickled pink when he signed with the Jets, and then the stink of the Jets and Aaron Rodgers being a very old quarterback combined to have them fall into a 5-12 hole last year. But Greenberg's going to get his crack staff of people there to come up with any list that makes Mike Tomlin look great. It is amazing. Two guys, particularly in football media, would do anything for Mike Tomlin. They would take a bullet for him. Mike Greenberg and Rich Eisen. Just, they cannot bring themselves to ever criticize the guy. They're always looking for reasons to make him look like he's the greatest coach ever, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So he went through the list there of quarterbacks that Tomlin has won with, sans Ben. Here would be my rebuttal to that, Malzi. I'm going to give you a list of names. You ready?
I'm ready, Pony. Hit me with the list of names.
Blake Bortles. Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles. You like that one? MILF Hunter, Seth? Yeah. Ryan Tannehill. Jimmy Garoppolo. Trevor Lawrence. Daniel Jones. Rookie C.J. Stroud. Rookie Jaden Daniels, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, and just for good measure, my favorite one, John Wolford. What do all these guys have in common?
All quarterbacks who've won a playoff game since Mike last won one.
Correct.
Did you include Flacco in there?
I didn't. Flacco has not.
Oh, wait a minute. They got trounced. That's right. He got them in and then they got beat.
I don't And Flacco's a Super Bowl winner.
So you don't loop him in there with the John Wolfords of the
world. I put Russell Wilson in there just because I thought it was funny that Greenberg lumped him in as a guy you're not supposed to win with.
True.
When Russell Wilson in that time has won a playoff game. I get it. It's not ideal. You're not going to win Super Bowls with any of those guys. That list I just gave you, which was rather long, longer than Greenberg's, as a matter of fact. Actually, you can win a Super Bowl with one of those guys because Nick Foles is one of the names. But for the most part, I get it. If that's where you're at quarterback, chances are good you're not going to be putting the Lombardi Trophy up in the air in February. It is dead wrong to say, especially if you think the coach is great, that you should be in an eight-year playoff win drought just because Ben Roethlisberger is gone.
It's also a drought that encompasses the last several good years of Roethlisberger's career.
It's okay, you're admitting it's hard. Fine. Well, then a great coach
should find
a way to do it one time. Exactly.
I mean, that segment that we just played there, that little clip, the whole thing was engineered in a lab to piss me off. from Greenberg's smug, like...
Oh, you cannot stand him.
Whiny little delivery to just the blind fawning. I'm actually starting to think now that Greenberg, I almost feel like I've come all the way around and respect him, that I think he just does this because he knows it makes people mad, and he tries to sell it like it's sincere, but it's actually not, and he's just being the smarmy fan of Mike because he knows it's going to actually set off an entire city full of people. If he actually feels this way, he's just Nimrod behavior.
Nimrod?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a strong
word. I'm just thinking of all the words that aren't swear words that I could say. Now, we had a boss back in the day who would say, don't say he's a Nimrod. Say he's making Nimrod-like comments.
that boss also, I think, tried to fancy himself a Mike Greenberg friend or associate.
Probably. So if he's listening right now, sorry.
And he might be. We love Jim.
Yeah,
anyways.
We do. But I find that level of analysis so lazy and so utterly, like, in the toilet for Mike Tomlin, that is, that I just, when I hear it, I imagine this is how you feel sometimes when you see the pundit class on the national level fawning, you know, with praise for Mike and fetching their fainting couches because they can't believe what a born winner he is and how much he loves ball and loves to coach ball. I'm starting to understand the level of anger that you probably feel.
Yeah.
His failures just, man, if you want to have a conversation about him that's 360 degrees, I can get there. I think actually he gets undersold by people in this town for what he did accomplish early in his career. People have gone so far the other direction on him. They want to essentially say he had 0.0 to do with them winning a Super Bowl.
I actually agree with you on
that. And getting back to another one. Like, I do think that he's maligned unfairly and not given enough credit. But my God, I can understand the tendency to boomerang away from that and go in that direction when no one outside of Pittsburgh who has a national voice seems to want to blame anything that has befallen the franchise on him. You'd think he was like the most noble version of Sisyphus. He pushes that franchise up the hill every year, and even though the ball eventually rolls back down on him, Can you believe he gets him to the playoffs? He's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest part at this point, because he's never been forced to change. Why is there this belief that a 41, almost 42-year-old quarterback is going to magically get better and find the fountain of youth with a head coach who has put the restrictor plate on every quarterback he has coached since Ben? He even didn't do it at first to Wilson because Wilson had a bit of a resume. And then what happened after Russ's inarguable best game last year? Cooked the Bengals, went off script a little bit, did some things Steelers quarterbacks haven't done in a long time. They basically tried to put shackles on him again.
I think that when Greeny said there, of these guys that I named, you tell me on this list who is better than Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to say this guy's better, but my feeling going into this season is that I'm not convinced personally that Rodgers is going to be better than what we got from Russell Wilson last year. I could see the season going oddly similar for both guys in that Russell Wilson's first few games, we were all saying the same thing. This is the guy the Steelers have been missing. He looks like a franchise guy. He looks like a legit quarterback. He's way better than any quarterback we've had post-Ben, way better than Trubisky, way better than Kenny, way better than Mason, way better than all these guys. And the bottom fell out. And the schedule makers put the Steelers in the same exact bind this year. They don't have 3 games in 11 days, but they set up the schedule the same way. The second half of the season is the hardest of any team in the NFL. So it's possible that Aaron Rodgers against the Browns and against the Seahawks and some of these teams,
and even against the Jets maybe,
yeah, looks good in the first half of the season. Can his body hold up as the oldest non-kicker punter in the NFL? Can his body hold up, and can he get the job done late in the year against much stiffer competition?
Belief here is that the Bengals, because ultimately they've managed to handle all these contract situations, are not going to be as slipshod as they were to start last year and are going to be a better team and still have fully healthy Joe Burrow the whole time. If that's your assumption, you start the line of demarcation for me. I don't know where it is for you on this schedule point is this. You play the Colts on November 2nd, Pony. That is week 9. That is your 8th game of the year. You go on the road. Now, I know the Chargers are not a hard road team in terms of atmosphere because there will be more Steelers fans. But that is a team whose ethos is we want to beat you up because that's how Jim Harbaugh likes to coach. Then you come back home to play the Bengals, who, if they are flying high, can put up 40 on you. I don't care how good your defense is supposed to be. If you don't get to Joe Burrow, he will make you hurt. Okay? Then you get the Bears, who I would normally say are like a slight breather. But if Ben Johnson is as good as advertised as a head coach, they're going to be a pain to deal with.
They also have a horrible history of playing there. It's not
right, the Mike Glennon game. Yeah, they have a lot of weird stuff happens.
They lost to Cutler there.
Sure. But I'm not even going to put them in as a team where it would be like this stunning Steelers loss. They have the number one pick from last year with a way better offensive mind, calling the plays.
Yep.
The Bills at home. No cakewalk. The Ravens on the road. I don't even think I need to explain that. Dolphins at home feels like a respite. That might be another team that jockeys for worst in the league. At Detroit, at Cleveland, where weird things happen to them, home to the Ravens. Find me 4 wins there if, most of those teams are as advertised.
And yet you still have the Steelers. Your official prediction today is 10-7 and in the playoffs again.
Well, I am going to give them the following of those. At Cleveland, I do think they'll beat Miami. I think they probably take at Chargers, at Bears, I would even say at Lions. I think they find a way to win one of those, so that's 3 wins I'm giving them. I think they'll beat the Colts, that's 4. Beat the Browns again, 5. Yeah, I probably got to find one extra win on there. But I think they could. I think they could start the season.
I'm also a little surprised that you think they're going to sweep the Browns, given the fact that they've lost to them in Cleveland to horse manure teams lately, including last year when they lost to Jameis Winston and had that game in the bag.
I do think Rodgers is going to be a little bit better than Wilson. I think much of my 10-7 and still losing the wild card is things will wash out somewhat similarly. They're probably going to win a game or two that we don't think they're going to win, or that feel like negative side coin flips, like 45-55 games, and that'll get them in. I just think the rest of the AFC is going to be just as strong as everyone anticipates it to be, and they will look hopelessly outmatched when the time comes for a playoff game.